Stephen Sondheim's work remains the pinnacle of the genre known as musical theater. Multi-layered songs that withstand multiple listenings, clever lyrical twists, idiosyncratic melodies that can soar or go atonal, all within shows that deal with the intricacies of the human spirit. But the composer lyricist, who just turned 88, was also once young and ambitious. He made his mark in his mid to late 20s writing the lyrics to West Side Story and Gypsy before setting out on his own with The Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. But before those shows, there was another show for which he wrote both music and lyrics, and it was ready to hit Broadway in the 1954-55 season. That show was Saturday Night, and it is having its Bay Area premiere as a 42nd Street Moon production at the Gateway Theater in San Francisco through April 15th.
It's 1929, prior to the stock market crash. It's a group of friends, all of whom live at the home of Gene Gorman, who is our lead character.
Ryan Weibel, director of the production.
It starts with that, and that leads us to meeting Gene and finding out that he is in coattails and top hat on his way to crash the cotillion party. He's found out some information that he thinks is going to be the key to his way out of Flatbush, his way out of Brooklyn.
Sondheim, who was the protege of Oscar Hammerstein, had been approached by producer Lemuel Ayres to musicalize a play by the Epstein brothers, who had written the film Casablanca. The show was about to begin production when Ayres suddenly died, and the show died with him. In watching Saturday Night, audiences have to remember a couple of things. The first is that no show stays the same after out-of-town tryouts and weeks of previews. Songs go out, others come in, as do characters, and emphasis, and even plot. So this is a show that would have changed substantially before it hit Broadway. The second is that this is a show by a neophyte. It is unusual in one regard. Sondheim himself notes that, to his knowledge, this was the first show he'd seen without a chorus. Everyone has a role and a character. The standouts in the cast are Annie Shapiro as a game Helen, and Akita Burstein, who oozes charisma as Gene, but the entire ensemble holds its own. And underneath it, there are the glimmers, embryonic intimations of the shows that come later. Saturday Night is flawed, but for aficionados, it's irresistible.
When it finally had its production and he had an opportunity to see it, Sondheim was asked what he felt about it. He said, "I don't have any emotional reaction to Saturday Night at all except fondness. It's not bad stuff for a 23-year-old. There are some things that embarrass me so much, the lyrics, the missed accents, the obvious jokes. But I decided leave it. It's my baby pictures. You don't touch up a baby picture. You're a baby."
Saturday Night by Stephen Sondheim plays at the Gateway in San Francisco through April 15th. For more information, go to 42ndstmoon.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.